Well, hey, all you wiretappers out there, I got a fun little story here about Gas Pipe Casso, a corrupt New York police cop named Vinny Albano, not one of the two mafia cops, Caracappa and Esposito, and another Lucchese associate drug dealer named Herbie Pot. That's P-A-T-E, I believe. Yeah, P-A-T-E, Herbie Pot or Pate. Albano was part of the crew. He worked narcotics and was part of the crew that helped take down the French Connection. So he knew about the dope and he knew about it being in the property room. There was like, 70 some kilos in the property room at one time. And so he got this Herbie Pot. They both had been involved in a lot of crooked stuff and with Gas Pipe Casso. He instructed Herbie Pot just how to put on a police uniform and got some forged papers and access the property room. Well, this Herbie Pot goes in, he's cracking jokes and he's making the property room clerk laugh and that kind of thing. And he goes in and he walks out with all this French Connection heroin. Well, he and Vinny Albano, they start selling it on the streets over the next few weeks and months, and they're making a lot of money. I mean, this was millions of dollars worth of heroin. I mean, millions of dollars worth. And Gas Pipe Casso was getting a piece of that action all along because they were associates in the Lucchese family, and he helped facilitate all this. So he always gets the action. Well, Albano was kind of he had a bad temper, shall we say, and he was suspicious. And Pate, he was like, you know, he was a crook. There's no honor among thieves in this world. And so they get arguing about money. And Albano is accusing Pate of stealing from him. Albano drives to Pate's work and tries to run him down in the car one evening. And I don't know what the work was, but there must not have been anybody around. He avoids him. Albano gets out, and he's a tough guy, but so is Pate. And Pate had gone to Gas Pipe and said, you know, I've got this problem with this crazy-ass cop. I need a gun. So Gas Pipe had given him a little .38, a little Chief Airweight, I believe, and had given him a gun. So he's got a gun stuck down his back pocket. Well, they're wrestling around. Pate's able to reach around and get that gun out and start shooting. And he shoots and he kills Albano right there on the street. Well, he's not really that guy particularly. You know, he's a heroin dealer and a drug dealer and an associate, but he's not really that guy. And so he calls Gas Pipe Casso. Who is that guy? And Casso says, okay, just wait right there. I'll be there. And Casso runs over to where they are. Together, they take Albano's car and they put his body in it, and one of them drives it down to by the Ronzo's underneath the Ronzo bridge and leaves it down there with his body in the car, knowing it'll be found probably later that night or the next day, and takes him back home. And they say, Casso, we know a lot of this because Casso, if you remember, he came in for a period of time, then he went back out. I'd have to do a whole story on that whole ending of Gas Pipe Casso career. But he did talk about this to the law enforcement and explained this story out. And so he said when he got back home, he said he felt really bad because Albano had really been a big help to him. Albano, this former, I think he's a lieutenant or something, he had even taken a big magnet into the courtroom, a courthouse, where they had some tapes stored that were going to be incriminating for Casso, and ran this magnet over these stored tapes. And, you know, that straightens out all the little electrons in a digital tape or whatever kind of analog tape, either one. I think a big, heavy magnet will ruin those tapes. And he'd done that for him, but, you know, Casso was like, he kind of could disassociate himself from any real personal feelings about this. He felt like he was like kind of a CEO or a boss of a big organization, and whatever they did and whatever they needed to do to survive and to make money and to prosper was okay. Not unlike a lot of big corporations today. It's the tobacco corporations. Think about that. They stand up there, lied like hell in front of the national media, in front of some Senate investigating committee. So, you know, not much difference, you know, two sides of the same coin there, I would say. So thanks a lot. Just a little story I happened to run across and I thought you guys would be interested in.